going to go ahead and call us back into order after a recess for amendments to be drafted. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1863, an act to amend the Open Records Act, Edit 15, ONC Sections 8-102 and 8-103 to include electronic mail sent on devices owned by the Osage Nation or accounts operated by the Osage Nation as public records and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is ONCA 1907, an act to amend 19 ONC Section 3-101 et sec. And include new sections of law to clarify the laws intended to satisfy the Osage constitutional mandates for the Congress to establish a merit-principled system of employment, to authorize the Department of Human Resources of the Osage Nation to implement the system, to include a grievance procedure and exhaustion requirement prior to seeking review in trial court. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is bill number ONCA 1915, an act to authorize Osage News to host and conduct fair and unbiased forum leading up to Osage Nation elections and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 14, after news, insert editorial board.
Second.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 23, strike a fair and unbiased.
We have a motion on the floor.
Second.
Okay, seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 20, insert A. Insert the following paragraph B into 15 ONC, section 12107B. B, to establish the Osage News office, office, close quote, and ensure operations are sound and that the duties and obligations of the board and its members, the Osage News editor, and Osage News staff are fulfilled, period. The office reports directly to the board, period.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment. Throughout the bill, strike forum and insert debate or forum.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more amendments? Seeing none. Next is ONCA 1921, an act to appropriate $83,076 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for wildland fire equipment purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Pratt.
Speaker, I would like to, suspend the rules and request that ONCA 1921 be held on General Order Day 2 on Monday's agenda.
Second.
Motion to suspend the rules and keep ONCA 1921 on General Order Two on Monday's agenda.
Yes.
Seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. No discussion. This is a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. ONCA 1921 will be on General Order Day 2 on Monday's agenda. Next is ONCA 1925. An act to amend the criminal code on crimes against persons at 6 ONC Section 2-134 to allow for spouses to be prosecuted for sexual assault and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is ONCA 1935, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $114,639 in federal funds to Education Department Johnson O'Malley Program and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Pratt.
I would like to make the same request for ONCA 1935 to hold it on General Order Day 2 for Monday's agenda.
Second.
Motion to hold ONCA 1935 on General Order Day 2 and be placed on Monday's agenda. There's no discussion. It was seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. You could withdraw the motion.
No, I wasn't. I was raising my hand for the next bill. Sorry.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. ONCA 1935 will be on Monday's agenda on General Order Day 2. Next is ONCA 1938. An act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $390,829 to historic preservation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Pratt.
I request to do the same for ONCA 1938. Hold it on General Order Day 2 for Monday's agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. No discussion. This is a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. ONCA 1938 will be on General Order Day 2 on Monday's agenda. Next is ONCA 1940, an act to establish in Osage law a budgetary process governed by the principles of transparency and accountability, defining terms, and establishing limitations and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is ONCA 1941, an act to amend ONCA 1820, which authorized and appropriated up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Pawhuska Overlay Service Area to expand it to the Hominy Service Area and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is ONCR 1908, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, I have amendments, but I realize that I don't have my lines, but I have specific numbers, and I think that that'll work. Because those numbers are only in there once. So, page 2, line 55, strike 51,616,386 and insert 51,848,209. If I could get the bill up, I could tell you the lines to strike. If
you can do it on amendment to amendment.
Okay. I'll do that. Strike $34,272,611 and insert $34,652,214. Strike $121,903,000 $3,236 and insert $122,514,662.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. You did say 34,000, but we all have a copy of the amendment in front of us, so we know what she meant by that. We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional amendments to ONCR 1908? Okay, we'll move on to ONCR 1910. A resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is ONCR 1911. A resolution to approve the fiscal year 2020 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Page 1, line 36, strike $52,895,000 and insert $52,930,700. Page 1, line 38, strike $34,272,611. And insert $33,748,952. Page 1, line 42, strike $4,500,000 and insert $4 million. Strike lines 44, be the permanent fund $32,397,031. And line 46, see retained revenue at $428,436. Page 2, line 48, strike $124,493,078. And insert $90,679,652.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional amendments to be proposed? Next is ONCR 1913, a resolution to authorize the Office of the Attorney General to negotiate the terms and conditions of an appropriate agreement protecting certain legal interests, property rights, and natural resources of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to advance ONCA 1863, ONCA 1907, ONCA 1925, ONCA 1940, ONCA 1941, ONCR 1910, and ONCR 1913 to third reading on Monday's agenda after engrossment.
Second.
Did I miss any?
You didn't mention either of the annual revenue projection resolutions.
I thought they both had amendments.
Oh. True. You didn't list 1935. Oh, that's held.
Held until Monday.
Held until Monday. You got them all.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay. Motion carries. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. First bill is ONCA 1906, an act to create the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board to advise the executive and legislative branches on taxation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, you have 8 minutes. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Tillman?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. This bill allows us to have the prospect of reviving the Tax Commission as a purely advisory board. The proposed board could advise the executive branch on tax policy and the Congress on tax legislation. Importantly, administrative power remains with the position now held by Mr. Carpenter. I would also like to thank my co-sponsor, Congressman Mason, and the encouraging conversations I've had with Congressman Big Horse in support of this legislation. And I encourage you to please vote yes. Thank you.
The question is, shall the bill pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes, the bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Anyone opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 1906 is referred to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1906. A resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction for the execution of an unmanned aerial vehicles access agreement with Honeywell International, Inc. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Stabler, you have 8 minutes. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, we've been looking at agreements with Honeywell. I guess the first one that we passed by this Congress was a waiver of sovereign immunity to enter into a non-disclosure agreement with them. And this resolution is to enter into an agreement. Let me look and see what it says exactly here. To enter into an agreement for them to execute an unmanned aerial vehicles agreement. Both of those agreements were requesting this body waive our sovereign immunity from suit. I think that the nation's sovereign immunity, or any tribal nation's sovereign immunity, is something that should be considered in great depth before we decide to waive it. With this one, we're waiving our sovereign immunity to enter into agreement with a huge corporation. By virtue of this agreement, we are also making this document a confidential document that no member of the Osage tribe could ever take a look at to see what's within this agreement. I understand that tribes need to, for the furtherance of economic development, that those types of agreement need to be entered into. But in my view, those types of agreements should be entered into with the outside business enterprises, not with the government proper. We're supposed to conduct our business as a government with the people's money in an open and transparent way. By virtue of passing this out, we have closed the door on being able to ever have this record, this agreement made public. We do that at other times too with legal cases. Right now, I think we have something on the agenda that's gonna, an agreement that while they're in discussions and negotiations are being made, that it's confidential. But the outcome of that agreement is gonna be public. So I am in disagreement with waiving our sovereign immunity to enter into this agreement. I don't believe that the benefits have been fully outlined to us what it is. There's a monetary agreement in here also that I believe that doesn't show great benefit for the price of waiving our sovereignty. And I hate standing up at this podium and have to pick my words carefully for what I can say publicly about this. I think that's the number one thing. I can't tell you what I'm talking about. I can't explain what I'm talking about in public by virtue of this document. And everything within me as a representative of the Osage people think that that's wrong. Now, if this was in the hands of an outside business that has the ability through our LLC Act or through our Gaming Enterprise Board Act to be able to enter into agreements with multinational, multi-million dollar corporations, I think that is where this is properly laid. But for me as a representative of the people and not being able to tell you guys anything about this, I believe it is wrong for us to do as a body, and I am explaining my vote. Everybody else has to own their own vote. So that's why I'm a no vote for this agreement. As cryptic as it may sound, I'm held to that level of not being able to explain it. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it, and thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I want to voice the concerns of Congresswoman Whitehorn and also state that it is a very unusual situation when your government is entering into contracts that you can't discuss. I was approached on the street by someone who said, I think it's great that you're gonna pay me for flying drones over my property. And that was a statement made to me, which is a public statement. And I just looked at him. And I think that if this is what we're gonna do, it needs to be a matter of public record. For those reasons, I won't be voting yes.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this bill? I will. Waiving our sovereign immunity, which is a big deal, but it's also something that you have to do as a tribal nation to conduct business in the business world. No different than any other business, corporation, or whatever, small business, enterprise, whatever, doing business with Honeywell or other international or local businesses. I don't see this as a big deal. I don't see the catastrophic consequences by flowing drones over Osage Nation-owned property. This was something that was worked with the Blue Stem Ranch, or the former Blue Stem Ranch Board. They're in full support of it. This has been vetted, approved by the Attorney General's office, which has often been used against some waivers of sovereign immunity. If something that has not been gone over by the Attorney General's office, this has. There is profit to be realized from this. Again, I don't want to say that waiving our sovereign immunity is ever a small deal, but we are a government. We're not a business, but we can still operate in a business-like way. And this is how business is operated, and I would highly urge you to vote yes for this. This is a good opportunity to have a good contract, and it's my understanding that the contract is a public document. I urge you to vote yes. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Congresswoman Stabler, you have 8 minutes.
Thank you. I appreciate the comments that were made. I have had long discussions with Congresswoman Whitehorn on this issue. I respect her opinion about things, but this is an area that we disagree on somewhat. I too believe that sovereign immunity, to waive sovereign immunity, is a tricky thing. It's a dangerous thing in some cases. But there's a requirement within this contract that we're talking about that has to do with the technology. There is not a complete withholding of all the information. Do I wish that we had a corporation that this was in? Absolutely, I do. But this is not the only time that we've done that as a government. We've also done that with the clinic as a government entity. So we actually do this practice quite a bit. Do I want to see changes in the LLC? Absolutely. Do I want to see stronger contract negotiations? Absolutely. But I think in this one instance, which is what we're voting on today, that this is a little opportunity that I don't see any problem in taking. I think that we can cover the privacy issue. Of course, we have we can see anything that we need to see. We can go so far as to subpoena records and things. So we have the ability to see these confidential documents, and that's up to us to determine whether they whether we can we take a step like this. So I am for this today, for this document today. I'm not going to say that I'm going to take the same action on documents in the future, but for today, I'm this is. It's a small step forward into something, and then I hope to see that we do something with this in the future, and that it does move into maybe a larger entity where it is a corporation for us, maybe. So I'm asking for support for this document, and I think that's all I have to say.
The question is, shall the resolution pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Speaker Walker.
Yes, the resolution passes and is referred to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1912, a resolution to approve the First Amendment to the Land Management, Farming, and Grazing Lease between the Osage Nation and the Osage Nation Ranch LLC, entered on the 10th day of April 2017. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before you today for your vote is an amendment to our lease that we have with now named the formerly Blue Stem Ranch LLC, now named Osage Nation Ranch LLC. By going to some of their board meetings, they discovered that quite possibly part of their original lease agreement stated that they have to do $500,000 worth of in-kind work on the ranch annually. They had a budget figured for that time period, and part of that in-kind money was going to be building a fire barn. And it didn't look like it was going to happen in that fiscal year, but they found out that it went from lease term to lease term. So they were okay. They were able to make that $500,000 in-kind work on our property out at the ranch. But when they looked at it, they thought, well, there might be some time when we aren't able to make that in one fiscal year, but we've made it in the previous. So what this amendment does is it lets them carry over any money, should they need to, into a next lease term year to satisfy their $500,000 obligation to the nation to do that. So I would urge your support. It has a couple of more things. It also says that land purchases would apply to that $500,000. And I do know that the board actively looks at in holdings and properties that adjoin our ranch to see if possibly they have the funds to do a land purchase. So I urge your support of this amendment. I've talked with Chief Standing Bear, and he is in support of the amendment as it's written and the resolution. So thank you for your support.
The question is, shall ONCR 1912 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes, the resolution passes and is referred to enrollment. Brings us to agenda item 11, which is confirmation of appointees. The first appointee is Susan Neeland, the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board, for a term of 3 years. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to confirm Susan Neeland to the Gaming Enterprise Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. Susan Nealon has been confirmed to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for a term of 3 years. Congresswoman Pratt?
I move to confirm Mark Reaver to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. Mark Rivard has been confirmed to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board for a term of 3 years. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to confirm Julie O'Keefe to the Osage Foundation Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. Julie O'Keefe has been confirmed to the Osage Foundation Board for a term of 3 years. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to confirm Teresa Lamson to the Osage News Editorial Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. Teresa Lamson has been confirmed to the Osage News Editorial Board for a term of 3 years. Congresswoman Edwards?
Move to rescind the motion to place Lou King on the Osage News Editorial Board and to send consideration of the nomination back to the Government Operations Committee.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Edwards to send Lou King. Do you have the motion, Madam Clerk? I can't regurgitate that one. I know what it does. Motion to send Lou King back to the Government Operations Committee for consideration, along with consideration of the Osage News Editorial Board for the legislative branch. It was seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox, I believe. Yeah. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the motion carries. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Government Operations meets from 1 to 2:30.
Thank you, Congressman Mason.
Health and Social Services will meet at 2:30.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Tillman.
Our staff lunch will be provided today by Batson Catering. probably should be here any moment, so just to let everybody know, most of you served in the congressional dining hall.
Are there any other motions or notices? Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to adjourn until Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion to adjourn until Monday morning at 10 a.m. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion carries, and we are adjourned until 10 a.m. on Monday morning.